This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A cat named Leonardo da Pinci doesn't want your affection. He wants to steal your underwear. Most cat owners dread their pets bringing home mice or birds, but for the owners of one felonious feline in Auckland, New Zealand, there's a worse shame, being the unwitting accomplice to an unstoppable one-cat crime wave. The Siamese cat's prolific laundry stealing, or pinching, from clotheslines and bedrooms in the placid beachside neighborhood of Maranga Bay has turned 15-month-old Leonardo into a local celebrity and earned him a new moniker. He now goes by Leonardo da Pinci, and he's got expensive taste. His frequent hauls include silk boxer shorts, thick men's work socks, preferably with clothespins still attached, and in one mortifying episode for his humans, a brand new $300 cashmere sweater. Leonardo da Pinci's owner, Helen North, said that her daughter called her at work to report the cat's thievery. North said, "My daughter was at home and she rang me at work saying, 'It's bad, it's bad. This is the worst thing he's brought in. It's really bad.' Because that cashmere sweater was beautiful. I was like, 'Ooh, can I keep that?' But I couldn't." Instead, North turned to a neighborhood WhatsApp group to return Leo's stolen goods to their rightful owners. Her usual message begins, "Are these your undies?" But Leonardo da Pinci's pilfered stash has kept piling up. Socks, underwear, and even a 5-foot-long stuffed snake. On one record-setting day, Leo returned with 9 items, enough for a full outfit if you didn't mind a mix of everything from baby clothes to menswear. With dozens of items unclaimed, the embarrassed owner took her search for Leo's victims wider, posting photos of his hauls on a local Facebook page along with an apology and her address. Those who showed up to claim their belongings included a woman who recognized her pink and purple underpants and a boy whose beloved and missing sports jersey was identifiable by his name printed on the back. You might expect people to be mad at the cat, but instead, he's beloved, and people are charmed and entertained by him. North said, "All of our neighbors think he's amazing. Some of them are quite put out that he hasn't actually stolen anything of theirs." North has tried everything to curb her cat's laundry obsession, from attempting to keep him indoors to leaving out clothes at home for him to steal. No luck. North said he only wants stuff that he shouldn't have. North says she's also unwilling to risk an online suggestion that Leo simply needed another cat as a playmate. He might teach another cat to do this, North said. It's a big festival weekend in Bozeman, with the Sweet Pea Festival kicking off Friday evening and going till Sunday night in Lindley Park, and the Slam Festival. Slam for Supporting Local Artists and Musicians, a free festival, Saturday and Sunday in Bogart Park. KGVM, your local community radio station, will be broadcasting live from the free Slam Festival in Bogart Park all weekend long. And KGVM will be set up in Bogart Park, just to the right of the stage, with t-shirts, bubbles, and radio station DJs to greet everyone. The Sweet Pea Festival is $60 per person, or $40 for a single-day pass, but the Slam Festival is free, and it features KGVM, art vendors, food trucks, a beer and wine garden, and local music all weekend long on the grass in Bogart Park. You're invited to spend the weekend with KGVM at the Slam Festival in Bogart Park, or over the air at 95.9 FM, or streaming online at kgvm.org. That's the Sweet Pea Festival in Lindley Park, and the Slam Festival featuring KGVM, your community radio station, in Bogart Park all weekend, featuring local artists and musicians. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.